All I can say about my mother is that she was a woman, to me, a very beautiful one. She had a way of moving very quickly from a singing and laughing gladness to a silent and dark discontent that bothered my father. I remember hearing him say to her again and again, "Anne, what is it?" Alas, the question was always useless, making my mother cry and my father leave the house. During the long quarrel, my father seemed hopelessly perplexed and outwitted by something unexpected and unwelcome, which he was determined, nevertheless, to control and banish. My brother, Ralph, graduated from high school and took a summertime job in a vineyard. He rode 11 miles to the vineyard on his bicycle every morning soon after daybreak and back again a little before dark every evening. His wages were 25 cents an hour, and he put in at least 10 hours a day. Early in September, he had saved a little more than $100. Early one morning, he woke me up. "I want to say goodbye now," he said. "I'm going to San Francisco." "What for?" "I can't stay here anymore."